Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this podcast. Oh my God, it's 10:02 p.m. on Thursday, 9th May, and you'll be listening to this tomorrow. So I hope you enjoy. Let's talk imposter syndrome. Let's talk about the person we are but fail to fathom. The one who 100 pairs of eyes have seen and met, but you only get a glimpse of them. Let's talk about the countless ideas swirling in your brain, projects lingering unfinished and doubt echoing louder than any praise we receive. It's a battle with the invisible monsters that lurk beneath, whispering lies of unworthiness and inadequacy. Oh, let's talk numbers. 22 likes and it's been an hour since you posted. 99 views. Where's that one view at least to take you to 100? What is wrong with the video I just posted? Why isn't the algorithm favoring me? Check for the hashtags, the templates, the trends. Should I just take the whole video down? Let's talk about why your friends never read your poems or why they never shared your podcast. Are they lying when they say they listened? But shortly, let's first check if the likes have gone up. 3 hours later, I've checked my phone more times than the number of added likes. It must be because of the acne spots that have refused to fade. Why did I pose on that side of my face? Scroll. The numbers still aren't adding up like they did when I posted that video in that dress. I've got to work thrice as hard to switch their attention. Is it my voice? I've always hated my voice. Why does it sound like that? Why am I loud? Why do I talk too much? Google's how to soften my voice. Why didn't I get that job? Was my portfolio not creative enough? Was it not worth some feedback, at least even rejection? I thought I was leveling up. Were my friends just trying to make me feel nice? Were they lying even when they said they loved my work? Wait, why did I say that in the meeting? No, in fact, why did I raise my hand in a room full of intelligent people? What could my submission have helped with or changed? They nodded their heads, though. Was it in agreement or silent mockery? I received this text on 2nd September 2023, a month after releasing my first poetry collection to the public. During this time, I was swimming in a cocktail of emotions, but one thing was certain. I had done something for myself without holding back, which yielded positive results. I received so many messages from people I knew and didn't of how they could relate and how I had helped them put into words emotions they couldn't define. My work and my words was something to resonate with, and I had a sense of fulfillment. Whenever I was in public, someone or two or more would walk up to me to thank me, like I had done such a life-changing thing for them without even knowing. So by the time that text came in, I was still feeding off the praise. I took it on gladly, and I researched what I would share. I did not for one moment stop to question why I was the chosen one. I was confident that I was capable. I had just overcome a milestone of fearing to share my most intimate work with the world. I was invincible. But moments like these are always fleeting. What goes up must come down, and sooner than later, my elation succumbed to the pressure I always exert upon myself. The pressure of, what next? And the monster in my bed was back like it had never left, like it had just fallen asleep and was now awake. As an overthinker, imposter syndrome has become an insidious companion, chaining me down like a never-curing ailment. Whenever I try out something new, it grips on like tendrils. It manifests especially in the things I love to do. It creeps into every aspect of my life, from my creative hustles to my professional aspirations. For instance, when it comes to video editing, I relentlessly critique my work and fear the judgment of others. Even when I know no one will notice that tiny flaw of a singular letter or that the next scene did match the beat, it must be flawless, it must be better than the previous one, I must be good, I must stay relevant. Perfectionism. Or else I shall repeat and repeat and repeat and in worst cases, give up the project altogether. I have always hated the sound of my voice. And WhatsApp voice notes amplified that. I never replay them once since. It just always comes on too strong, too loud, adenoidal. That's why I never got into poetry recital. Of course, minus the fact that I am more of a writer than reciter. Everything in my life revolves around speech. It is the basis of my career as well. And yet I falter when I hold a microphone. Why would anyone listen to what I have to say? Yet I always have something to say, something to pass across to anyone who cares to listen. I tried attending Toastmasters at a point, but never went back. So I think I do at times when I feel slightly challenged. But when I came across that Motive podcast class, I signed up with a spark of hope, believing that perhaps this would be my avenue to conquer my fears. I didn't know where this would go. I did not know if it would work. First March, I released the first episode of Conversations with Jay podcast. I wasn't prepared for the countless amount of hours I would burn in producing an episode. From the script to the background music, the sound effects, and the talking itself, whoa, what a process. The preposterous number of times I repeat before exporting it as a finished product.
I enjoyed the podcast so much. Oh my God, you have such a beautiful voice. Your voice was meant for this. You should make the episodes longer, please. Hey, Conversations, when is the next episode?
I received all these compliments and feedback, and have they boosted my confidence? Absolutely. And I'm grateful. But I do not want to spend the rest of my life depending on the external validation I receive. I want to believe in myself even when no one else does. I want to have the aura of confidence that shakes the room. I want to love every part of myself in wholeness. I want to slay that monster in my head for good. My voice has led me to the spaces I'm in today. My work has cemented the foundation of my brand. Do I still suffer from imposter syndrome? Damn right I do. But I shall not let that be a barrier to my success and happiness anymore. This is episode 6 of Conversations with Jay. Hey listener, I hope you look at yourself in the mirror today and tell yourself that you are the best. That you can do it. You deserve to be wherever you are. You deserve that praise. And that you're awesome. Thank you for enjoying episode 6. Till next time, happy weekend.